Hi, this is Austin Hill. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. Now, to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business program page on myfaithradio.com. That's myfaithradio.com. I think the freelance economy makes a whole lot more sense. As a matter of fact, if you get to our program website, austinsbigworld.com, you'll find some tips on how to participate in the so-called freelance economy. But that's when people make money and make a living, not by going out and getting a part-time or full-time job, per se, not by becoming an employee of somebody else's organization, but they have a service to sell, or maybe it's a product, and they sell their products and services on a case-by-case, project-by-project sort of basis. That is flourishing in our U.S. economy. It is finally capturing the attention of people who can actually help steer it in the right direction. And we'll talk about it a little bit later in this hour of our program. I happen to think this is something that youth pastors and college ministers, people who actually minister within the context of churches to junior high, high school, college age young adults, we should all be aware of this, because we have a huge, terrible problem with unemployment in our economy, especially among young adults and teenagers. And a lot of them are finding work in the freelance economy. We'll get to that. Also, some of the latest trends in franchise business operations. How do you know if a local business in your area, even if it has a very national, very familiar, international, maybe even a brand name, how do you know that it's owned by a local individual? It may very well be. You have to knock on the door, ask some questions, and find out. We'll talk about franchising in America coming up later this hour here on Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. 877-933-2484 is our number. 877-933-2484. On this issue of the alleged immorality of business success. Now, there are, as I said, I would think of it as kind of a sense of selective outrage in our culture. There are those who get very upset when certain kinds of businesses and certain kinds of business owners have tremendous success. If you are in the, as I said, the professional sports business, you know, you're going to the World Series, or even if you don't go to the, you know, the playoffs or the World Series or whatever, if you're just a really well-paid professional baseball player, well, I don't see folks with, you know, Occupy Wall Street or whatever protesting that somebody may get paid a few million dollars to throw a ball really fast over the home plate, or that somebody makes millions of dollars perhaps running up and down a basketball court and shooting the ball into the hoop with great accuracy. Those are things that I can't do. I'm certainly not made to do that. I was never a very good athlete, and no matter how hard I try, I'm never going to play competitive baseball or basketball or football or any other sport for that matter. Okay, but if you're a corporate executive, that maybe you get paid out, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, and maybe even a few millions of dollars in a bonus because you led your business to certain benchmarks and certain levels of achievement, well, that's subject to protest and outrage, right?